Hey, bro, let's start the fucking show, huh?
What's going on, guys? How you doing, man? Welcome back to the Hot Talk Life. You know what I'm talking about, right? No, actually, you don't. That's probably why you're here. It's Naughty Thursday. Is it officially October? It's October 1st. That's right. Man, where did September go? I don't think we're going to miss it. I really don't. Actually, yes, I am. Fuck that. Yes, I am. Every month that goes by, man, that we don't get back, right? It just trips me out. But this is just another lovely, great day to be alive, man, and to be scouring the internet. A lot of shit's happened in the last week since we last spoke on Thursday. You know?
The fucking presidential debate.
You know, that's what everybody wants to talk about. Presidential debate. Void of politics. You guys' fucking memes are hilarious, okay? Let's just throw that out there. Let's find some comedy in the world that's going on right now. We got this new trend on streamer Twitter for thirst trapping. I'll let you look that up. What else do we got, man? We got
fucking...
kids overdosing on Benadryl because some stupid shit on TikTok. I mean, my God. Then we got some rumors flying around that the PlayStation won't be available till next year. Like it's some sort of early access on fucking Steam, right? All these people paying for graphics cards and they get them 2 months later. Oh, what is going on? Consumerism at its best, man. I love it. There's so much good shit. But listen, I wanted to talk about the last episode where shit got raw. Shit got real. Too raw, too real. And I dropped a lot of heavy. And some people reached out to me with some resources and stuff that I should be looking up. And you know, thank you for those. Again, I as I said in that, in that cast, you know, I wasn't looking for those things, but, you know, it shows the heart that's in a lot of folks, right? A lot of people took it upon themselves to go the extra step and maybe try to offer somebody some help. So that just goes to show the listeners of HTL, the souls on Twitter, guys have got a big heart, you know what I'm saying? And hold on a second. Wait. All right. That's better. I had to run across the room real quick and shut the heat down. Man, it was getting hot. I just was standing here talking to you guys, but let me get back on topic here because I'm just flying off the cuff. But it really goes to show, you know, a lot of the heart that you guys have. And again, I just wanted to stop by and say thank you for listening to that episode. It was definitely a, you know, a tough one to push out, especially when criticism is so fucking easy on the internet. You know what I'm saying? And I just believe that true to form, let's say 5 years ago when I started to stream, I did so to break my boundaries. And I've never stopped. Fellas, ladies, I've never stopped trying to improve myself. A lot of what I do is to improve myself, which is to make my life more fulfilling, more enriched,
more like a fucking ham sandwich.
Not really a ham sandwich, but you get what I'm saying. Maybe you don't. I don't know. But it's been a journey. It's been a ride. Some of you guys have been here for a long time. Some of you guys are just playing catch up now. You just joined the show, so welcome. Get involved in the community, man. Twitter.com/LostShowBrand. You know what I mean? I don't know. I got another one that I'm kind of him hawing back and forth on recording, and it's going to come with a disclaimer. Because, listen, the state of the world right now when it comes to sensitivity, okay? Like right now, you could give someone a golden egg and somebody be like, why are they fucking shiny enough? You see what I mean? Like it is ingrained right now. It is what people want to do, right? They're addicted. Right now, there's an addiction to bitching. And when I say bitching, I don't mean like in a derogatory sense. I mean like everything is being nitpicked to its finest. That ham had too much salt. Let's blow it up on the fucking internet. And some of these things are really, really, really culturally and what do we want to call it? Let's just say extremely important, right? Some of this stuff that's being blown and put into the mainstream is extremely important. But there's a lot of shit that's coming with it, right? There's a, you know, it's like when the flood hits. It's all the debris that wants to jump on board the flood and throw some extra shit in there, you know? Like, it's what I call debris. And what we're dealing with is a lot of debris. There's been a lot of injustices in the last year, in this year, in many years. But it seems like now it's become this thing to jump ship and to throw in this, I'm triggered, I'm offended about everything. It could be everything. Like, you like Minecraft and I don't, but you say that you like Minecraft, somebody is offended by that. It is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Again, I'm not downplaying a lot of the really serious shit here, so don't put me out of context on some fucking internet clip. Listen to the whole episode. And that's what I suggest a lot of people do is look at the whole entire spectrum, right? Somebody could show you a slice of an apple, you know, with a filter on it. Make that bitch look like an orange. But until you know the full story, that it's been edited and it's been altered to fit a narrative, you need to look between the lines, man. A lot of this shit's happening in hardware. I mean, this shit's happening in, you know, culture, society. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's affected my day-to-day work to the point now where I go to my job to and from gas stations, stores, shit like that. And everywhere I look, everywhere, my ears, they're listening to people. I was at Walmart. And I was listening to a lady come off the fucking handle about some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, right? And like as she's doing it, she's recording a video about Cinnamon Toast Crunch in Walmart. I'm just like, oh, you know, a lot of my friends will call it virtue signaling and stuff like that. And whatever. Whatever. Whatever you want to label it as, man, because, you know, this world is full of fucking labels. And whatever you want to throw on it, go ahead. I mean, but analyze those labels that you're applying to somebody else or to a group of people. You see what I mean? And understand that you might fall into one of those quote unquote air asterisk groups. It's kind of fucked up, man. You know, just don't fall under the TikTok Benadryl challenge because it's fucking stupid. Why are you taking over the counter? What, kids, listen. Timmy, Susie, you're listening to this. Get your head back on your shoulders and straight out of your asshole. What are you doing? God, first it was Tide Pods. Motherfuckers thinking they were Hot Pockets. Now we get fucking Benadryl. People are thinking those are Skittles. I can't wrap my head around some shit that's going on in the world, man. I really just can't. We have bigger issues, right? We have bigger issues. Like how much food Poots eats is a serious crisis. At least in this house, it's a serious crisis because little kitty, you could put it down. we ran to the store the other day and ran into a buddy of mine. And he works there. He works at this gas station, right? And I was making a quick run. Instead of going to like Walmart, Target or something like that, I decided that I was going to go there instead. Get a little small bag of cat food, you know, hold her over to the weekend. And I throw the cat food up on the table and he's like, Poot's hungry, huh? My man, if you're listening to this, GG on the Poot's call out, bro. Okay. It's Poot's hungry, huh? I said, I'm always hungry. Shit. Oh, man. Okay, so it's Thursday. Let's just roll with it. Friday is tomorrow. For some people, I hope you make it that far. Really do. Stay off the fucking Benadryl. For everybody else, the weekend's mulling in. I'm curious, man. I think I'm gonna try to spend some time jumping through some streams, man, catching up with some folks that I've kind of missed. I went through a streaming detox. There's been a void in there. And I would like to get a hold of some of these creatives, right? I would like to get a hold of some of these people that have either moved on or accelerated their careers. I'd like to sit down and have a conversation with them. Hell, how about this? This just popped in my head. Maybe we should have a couple guys here on the fucking podcast here on Heart Talk Life and get fucking serious, right? Not what did you have for breakfast. I want to break it down. I want some mano interviews, some life shit, right? Because that's why we're here. We're talking about adult issues, shit that's going on, evolution, mental states, love life. You know what I mean? The harder talk life, the stuff that everybody wants to sweep under the rug, right? Throw it out on a. I don't know if you guys see my social media, sorry. But there's this fucking meme that came across my, and I died laughing. It came across and it said, I don't know what to be for Halloween. And it literally just at the bottom says, why don't you go as the person you pretend to be on Facebook? And I fucking lost it.
Oh, if it would have said Instagram, it would have been fucking great.
That'd have been great, man, because you know how Instagram is. Tell me you do, right? Everybody's photoshopping, thinning out, face filtering, softening skin, pictures at the beach, like, bitch, this is how I live. Right. Like, if you haven't seen through the Instagram lies and filters, fucking wake up, okay? This isn't how everybody's living. You know what I mean? Everybody's throwing that virtual facade out there, right? That sunshine and rainbows, huh? That wall to protect themselves. And I get it. I get it. I really do. I get it. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. That's why last week, you know, on Saturday, Tuesday, that was a risk, man. That's fucking risk. See how many people unfollow me after that episode? You wouldn't even, it'd blow your mind across my social media. 200 to 300, right? 200 to 300. The outcry, the just the bullshit that I had in my Twitter DMs was ridiculous. But I laughed it off. You gotta laugh it off, man. You gotta just say, okay, well, they just didn't fit my life's narrative, man. Then they chose to move on, and you can't fault them for that. That's why I don't do name dropping. Let them go. Let them go along their way. Let them find their own way. Some of those people that I met 5, 6 years ago, they're in my DMs. Hey, man, you were right. Hey, man, going through some shit. Yeah. Yeah. Remember when you jumped ship when my shit was sinking? It's all gravy, baby. You know? And I still have a conversation with them. You know what I mean? Because I don't hold on to that bullshit, you know what I mean? What? Huh? Oh, hold up. Phone's ringing. Be right back. All right. Well, you know, Sometimes the phone rings. Sometimes, huh? No, but again, there's a lot of that stuff that's being harbored inside people, right? This animosity on social media is fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy, okay? This, in the streaming culture, for a lot of people that don't know, there's this thing like follow for follow, which means, you know, hey, I follow your stream, you follow mine, or I follow your social media, you follow mine. And, you know, there's conflicted views, right, across the media, right? Somebody adds you on Facebook. The system is designed to make you feel compelled to add them back. And every time you open the app, right, it suggests, hey, remember, fuck, Debbie's over here. She wanted to add you on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, that's still there. And it keeps reminding you. So people right now are reflecting the manner in which a lot of these media sites are slowly mending you to feel, right? Do you remember back when Facebook first came around and you went to post, like, you know, let's just say you wanted to say something. It started with what's on your mind, right? It was a little grayed text, and as soon as you clicked it, it disappeared, and then you could type. And then you could start adding emotions, right? Sad, happy, depressed. If you notice the evolution of some of this stuff, which a lot of people don't notice, they're just like, ooh, new feature. And then it becomes normal, and 6 months later, they don't realize that everything that they're posting has been along this path, this nurturement of use, right? They're slowly and subtly dictating the way you use it. Same goes on, like YouTube, on how the algorithm works and how they like to play with the algorithm. A lot of people say, well, we got to figure it out. We got to see, Google doesn't say shit. People figure it out and then they jump on it. 10-minute videos are popular. The algorithms favor in those. It's up to people to figure it out. But as soon as they do, it pushes that community, that group, that portion of society into a mold, right? And if not, then you have this subtle penalty of, well, how come you haven't replied to Debbie? Or, well, we're just not going to show your video. Or, and it goes on and on and on. And you could pick any one of these social media sites and you could see how that is cultivated. Twitter is a very in the now, right? That was one of Twitter's big features. And when Twitter was first, you know, launched and announced, I don't know if a lot of you guys remember that, but tweets was such a simple app that everybody was like, walk into the store, doot, send. Just entered the store, doot, send. Just got a cafe mocha latte, doot, send. You see what I mean? And you could see that it kept people up to the minute because that's the way the platform had been. Now, fast forward to today. Latest feature is voice, which I absolutely love. Sometimes you don't want to record a video. Sometimes you can't pick the right picture, but maybe you have the right words. So it's a good option. But you'll see that the platform, the way it's changed, and the lack of fucking edit button. Twitter, let me talk to you. It's 2020. Where the fuck is the edit button? Anyway, it's... as soon as you start to analyze and you start to see, then you will start to see why that these behaviors on social medias and insights around have cultivated these types of attitudes and how it is progressing, or like I like to say, fucking regressing the human state of consciousness. It's crazy. It's crazy. And people fight it. People fight it, man. They're fighting for their stardom. They're fighting for their 10,000 followers because people in the industry won't pay attention to your shit. Advertisers won't pay attention to your stuff. Nobody wants to sponsor you unless you have this many friends. Never mind the context in which the human being is speaking. Never mind that what they're doing is extremely valuable to maybe a group of people or highly impactful. No, 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 no. We're only going to pay attention to how many followers you have. Does anybody see a problem with that? Well, that's because this is the motion. This is the way it's going. They're using your CCV. You know, you got to have this many concurrent viewers in order to apply for affiliate on Twitch, or you got to have this or that. And you get stuck in that race. And before you know it, you're not even consciously thinking about it. And it's crazy. Again, this is just Thoughty Thursday. This is just shit that just pours out of my brain while I'm standing at work making books. It's kind of stuff that I mull over. And then I don't want to really forget it. But I guess when I hit record, I start digging through that library of shit that I went through from Thursday to Thursday. And then I just start mulling it out on the microphone to you. It's my therapy. Well, it's not really therapy. It's just, yeah, just bringing up some stuff, man, that, you know, maybe I could point out. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just bullshit. But hopefully it's entertaining. Hey, I just also want to say thank you to the people with the contributions that have done, you know, like monthlies and all that extra stuff, sharing the episodes on social media, to bring more ears into the show. You guys have allowed me to meet some great folks. I've had a lot of DMs on Twitter where I've got to know some new additions to the community, and that's been super enriching for me to have conversations. Some of them have been about podcasting. Some of them have been about other issues, topics I might have raised, in one of these casts. And again, it's not possible without you guys sharing it. You know, I get to meet other folks. It's not just about the fucking analytics and plays and all this other nonsense. Although we are going to be doing a giveaway for a new Hard Talk Life beanie, hot off the press. Details on that will come pretty soon. If you've made it this far in the episode, you'll know. But if you left early, I don't think you'll know about it. I don't think you'll know about it. I don't think you will. I don't think you know. Now, just another way for me to get back, say thank you at 1,000 plays. Wait a minute, Lost. You were just talking about it's not about the plays. No, but at 1,000 plays, we're going to be giving away a 3-month Spotify premium just back to the community. Again, for hitting those milestones. So it's, you see, these aren't requirements. But you people, you good souls, ladies and gentlemen, people of the press, I don't have anything else. But, you know, the group, the HTLians. you guys make a lot of this possible. And I really do appreciate you coming through, listening, spending time, interacting. A lot of you are amazing people, man. So thank you again for that contribution. I wonder what I got going on today when I get to the J-O-B. I'm not really sure. It's been kind of crazy, man. It's been kind of crazy for a lot of folks, man, with their jobs. I've been talking with some people that have had to switch roles, have had to switch industries. It's just nuts. The amount of turmoil that's going on around the financial sector when it comes to what people are throwing for money. Some people are hustling, maybe. I've seen some kids 40 to 45 degrees, 50 degrees, right? Selling ice cold lemonade. Right? I will say, okay, I'm fucking guilty. I stopped by and bought a cup of lemonade, 99-cent lemonade with a $20 bill. Now, I didn't need to do all that, but I felt like it was, they're hustling, man. These kids is grinding. Not a parent in sight. 2 7-year-old boys, little sisters just chilling. All three of them, they got a sales pitch and everything. Like, fuck it, hey. Yes! We need more of that. They're grinding, man. They want something. They got a goal. They're trying to figure out a way. They're diversifying. Maybe they're even delivering newspapers on top of it. They got a second and a third thing. You know what I mean? Like, 10 fucking 7. And fuck, I know people that are 37 that don't even have that kind of gumption. Of course, I'm going to tip them. Of course I'm going to tip them. You know? I mean, why would you? I would. I did. Shit, you should. Oh, man. I don't know. There's a lot of people coming up with some crazy shit, man. A lot of people are feeling the pinch. I've noticed the stream community, the community that I came from, is feeling the pinch. I've seen a lot of people expressing a lot of shit that I never would have thought I would have seen from a couple of these individuals, right? Because they've been on that gravy train for so long. They've been on that doing good train for so long. They forgot. They forgot how bad it is when your face hits the pavement. The shit don't go the way you wanted or had planned. That's entrepreneurship. You will probably fail more times than you got toes and fingers before you hit your stride. You just got to be willing to accept that. You just got to be willing to accept the fact that, you know, like the 80s when we fell off our bikes, you got to pick your ass up. You got to get up. If you believe in it strong enough, like I do here with the podcast and whether, you know, what I'm doing, it's this, again, has a personal meaning to it. And when you believe in it, you believe in yourself, it can make an absolute world of difference as to what's going on in your business. Now, just because you're passionate about something does not mean it will be successful. Shit. Just because you're passionate about something does not mean you'll be successful. Just means you'll be fulfilled, right? Let's just, for example, say you love to mop the floor. You're passionate about mopping the floor. Like, I don't know who the fuck's passionate about mopping floors, but maybe, you know, this is a big world. Maybe there's somebody out there that is. And just because he's passionate about mopping floors doesn't mean he's going to be the next fucking Elon Musk. Doesn't mean he couldn't be either. But there is no given. So as I close out this episode, I just wanted to, you know, kind of let that off my brain. The thought that people feel like because they're doing something, it should garner some attention or mass riches, right? If you're editing a video for YouTube and you put it up, you're so proud about that video. You've pushed yourself so far, right? You feel like you just fucking Stanley Kubrick that bitch. I should be a YouTube partner overnight. I should have $10,000 in AdSense. Be realistic. Your passion can provide an income, right? As long as it comes from a source and it's done in a way that other people can feel or be entertained by. I know a lot of men run from feeling, right? There's like, bitch! Yeah. Go stick your face in the mud, okay? If you don't get a connection from a movie, right? If a movie doesn't fill you full of some sort of emotion, intensity, anxiety, excitement, those are feelings, yeah? No? What the fuck are they then, chump? You see what I mean? Like, so think about that. When you're making your passions, when you're taking what you're doing and pushing it out there to the world, where's it coming from? And are you marketing it as such? I mean, are you just being true to form? See, I got this buddy right now. He's an artist. And he's starting to edit these Doom clips, right? And he's putting them together and he's stringing them together. And I'm watching this man's progression. I'm watching this man slowly mend and get better at his skill. And it's fucking exciting for me. You know, I'm watching some artists and some streamers. You know, their social media, of course, because like I said, I'm on a stream detox. I'm lowering my watching of that for just a little while, just to resensitize myself. But I'm watching them grow. And I'm really hoping that just because they're putting in that effort to improve those things, they're not placing too large of an expectation on themselves to be the next millionaire. To be like Ninja, to be like Shroud or Dr. Disrespect or to be fucking Pablo Picasso or Stanley Kubrick. Okay? You're not aiming to be the next Metallica when you're making music. You're aiming to be the best version of yourself yesterday. So including all of what I've said here, I'm going to get out to the world. I'm going to improve on some shit that I screwed up yesterday, or at least that I personally placed on myself to improve. One of the things is this here with you guys. Thank you for coming out to Hard Talk Life on Thursday. Don't fucking sing, bro. And I look forward to you guys playing the back catalog, man. Just go back through, kind of see how things have changed. Use that as an inspiration, and hopefully it can be an inspiration to you guys too as well. You can see where the audio sucked in the beginning when we started, and I had issues and wasn't playing in stereo, and there were so many different things, but I'm okay with tripping and stumbling. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for everything that you do for me. I'm humbly appreciated. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. And as always, be good to yourself, man. Be good to others. I will catch you guys real soon.